Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Fun show so far. You get the podcast at theticketfm.com. The show is sponsored, as always, by Gaina Trucking. You get their current job openings at gainatrucking.com. A lot of texts coming in during the break about Indian Trails. Yeah, I mean, I showed you pictures during the break right there. Beautiful.
Yeah, you showed me that number 11. It's an incredible beauty.
Yep.
If you're a Nebraskan, you should be very proud of Indian Trails. Of course, I'm serious. I mean, that's just beautiful Nebraska landscape.
Speaking of that, Bird in Columbus texts in. He says, dude, you can't do these reviews on Mondays. I want to call in sick and drive to Beamer right now.
Oh, Bird, just do it.
Bird, you got a cough today. Bird. A little cough.
Bird, you're looking
he looked a little pale.
A little worn down.
Look a little pale, Bird. You might need to take the day off.
Get some sun.
Get out in the sun.
Yeah, that does definitely sound good. So, yeah, we covered a lot of ground in Hour 1. Again, to reprise the Nebraska softball discussion, tip your cap to Rhonda Revelle and her team. Cam Ybarra, is that how you pronounce it?
I believe you're right.
Came up big at the plate. She had the game-winning RBI late in that game against
Michigan?
Yeah, against Michigan, number 23-ranked Michigan.
They won for the title there.
Yeah. Nebraska's pitching has been excellent. It had to be excellent. They played three tight games up there in East Lansing.
They did.
And brought home the hardware. I am legitimately happy for Rhonda Revelle, the veteran coach who's been through a lot. But I'm telling you, she was born to be a coach, and it's good to see that kind of person have success. But also for the players. I mean, obviously for the players. They put together a nice run. They had an 18-game winning streak earlier this year, which was probably the highlight of their season before this. 18-game winning streak's probably going to be a pretty big highlight, yeah.
I think for Revelle, too, it's one of those things where it's good for her for confirmation for herself because they had a couple sluggish years the last two years, right?
She went through a tough period.
Well, it's the fact that, hey, you know, you still can coach. You can still connect with the players.
Right.
Even with after you're getting, you know, she's been here for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Had the instance, you know, the stuff that affected the last two seasons, but now it's confirmation. I can still do this at a very high level.
Well, here's what you wonder. Do you think
I'm effective?
Well, hold on now. Do you think her confidence ever waned?
I don't want to speak for her.
Yeah. You don't know. It's very possible she never had doubts. You know? It's very possible that she never asked herself that question, you know. But maybe she did. I don't know. You have another topic in mind.
I do. 402-464-5685. Call or text, as always. Been reading some stuff from Scott Docterman of The Athletic recently. And, you know, this would hurt Nebraska in terms of their chances of getting to a Big Ten championship, but it might be the best thing for the Big Ten. He has been mentioning that as soon as potentially next year, he's putting it out there. He says there's conversation about it, though, that the Big Ten might consider doing away with divisions and just having the top two teams play for the conference title. Sip, since 2014, the East is 8 and 0 against the West in title games. There's only been a couple that have any been anywhere near close. A lot of blowouts.
Well, the last four year, have been.
Michigan killed Iowa this past year. Yeah. Killed them. Ohio State has killed Wisconsin, Northwestern, teams like that. They've killed them. They've been, you know, some blowouts in that title game. It has not been tight. Where you could have maybe had a definitive, hey, this is a playoff play-in game. If you win this game, if you're going to beat the second-ranked team in the Big Ten, that should almost solidify that you get into the playoff. Versus now, hey, it's just beating a average Big Ten West team. Does that solidify your spot in the playoff? What are your thoughts in terms of the concept, the idea of the Big Ten doing away with divisions a la the Big 12 and just doing the top two teams for the Big Ten Conference Championship?
I'm hung up on something.
Okay. What are you hung up on?
If you get rid of divisions, what's your scheduling model?
I think that the idea, the concept I have that Scott Dodgman
I know the concept that
was that you have three teams you play for sure every year.
Three opponents annually.
And he said for Nebraska, it'd be Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. That'd be your three teams you play every year.
And then what you would do is cycle through the other 10 teams either every other year or 2 years on,
Jim?
2 years off. I got a little hang up there.
Why?
Well, why do you think? I mean, there's a lot of reasons I have hang ups there. I mean, the potential for inequity, schedule inequity is great, right? I mean,
it's been that way right now, inequity in the schedule. I mean, Iowa's had some easy schedules for the last couple of years. Where Nebraska's been playing the gauntlet every year. They've played Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State all last season.
So Dochterman proposes Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa for Nebraska?
Nebraska's three teams they play every year for sure.
Do they have to be in your division? No, they don't. I wouldn't think they would have to be in your division, would they?
Not necessarily.
Well, they don't even have divisions.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what am I talking about? Yeah, would they have to be in your region? I don't think so. You could
Well, you want to keep the ones with the most traditional. Like you're going to have Wisconsin definitely play Iowa and Minnesota, and then the third team
is
it Michigan? Is it Northwestern? I don't know.
I'm stuck on that. If I were an AD and we were in meetings,
is it Purdue?
I'd have a hard time getting over that part.
Who we play?
You better get that right.
Yep.
The three teams that each team is going to play annually. I don't know what are we gonna, and how often is that going to change? By the way, I mean, how flexible is that going to be? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, is that like a 5-year contract here for that?
If I can get over that part, I might. I understand what we're talking about here. Right? We're talking about the reason we're even talking about it is because of the college football playoff.
Yep. And how do you make sure you get a team in there every year?
Yeah. And we're talking about the possibility of expansion of the college football playoff, right?
Well, even if not, even if it does not expand, if you just keep it the way it is right now, and you want to make sure the Big Ten is represented, well, guess what? If in the championship game, a top 5 team ranked Ohio State team beats a top 10 ranked Michigan team, they're not missing out on the playoff. They got that final last big win again. They did it again.
The natural question is, how do you regard the potential for a Michigan-Ohio State rematch?
Back to back, you mean?
Now, some people would say, great. Rematch.
I don't want to see a back to back week thing.
Well, that's what you're probably setting up for.
That would be bad.
Well, would it be bad though? Because I read, you know, when I saw this on your rundown, I did some research. And not everybody feels that would be bad.
Weirds me out a little bit.
Why? Just a rematch? It's a rematch for the Big Ten
championship. Yeah, it's a rematch the week before, though. I mean, if it's a rematch of something from earlier in the year, that's different. If it's the week, if it's back-to-back weeks of the same matchup, that's where I have an issue.
Can I confess something?
Yeah.
I hate it. I'm just trying to present both sides. I don't like the rematch possibility.
The game is the game.
The game, they call it the game. They don't call it the games. it's the game. All right? Once. No.
No, I'm with you. I don't like the idea of playing of those teams playing twice. I don't. But I do like the idea. I mean, again, I know it hurts Nebraska because they're in the West, and the West is easier to win than the East. That's a fact. It's easier to win the West than it is to win the East. Correct?
Yes.
The problem is the West has – if the West had won a couple of times, even a couple, if they're 2-6, maybe you don't even have the conversation, but they're 0-8 with several blowouts.
Okay, so you're concerned – I'm just pretending you're an AD and I'm an AD and we're in a boardroom and I'm trying to hear all the ADs out and I'm listening to you.
Yep.
Is that your major concern? Is the imbalance?
Yeah, well, yes. I'm not saying you need to right now. You need to, if they kept the West and the East, you don't need to flip the divisions up. The West needs to perform better. The West.
Well, why can't we just let it play out for a few?
Well, it's
years?
Been 8 years of misery for the West. Is it going to change?
It's not misery. I don't feel misery. Here's what I like. Like, okay, and you could just say, oh, you're an old man, you're 55, and you don't want change. No, it's not that. I'm okay with change if it makes sense. But I will say this. I like the divisions. We're used to – now, Nebraska's been in the Big Ten for 11 years. Yeah, 11 seasons.
Years, yep.
We're used to our divisions. We're building this sort of natural cohesiveness. We understand the division, and – we're building rivalries, and now we're just going to blow it up. I don't understand. Would it?
You're not blowing. I mean, you're just.
Yeah, you're blowing it up. Yeah, you're going to this weird schedule.
I don't think it's working right now.
You're going
though.
To what I regard as a strange scheduling model.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Although I guess the
for
East,
the betterment of the conference's chances of making the playoff every year with no hesitation.
I like the divisions. That scheduling model I can't get over that you're talking about, where you would have three annual opponents if you whacked the divisions and went one big Ten. So people understand, Jake, we'll explain it to them. You would have three opponents you play every year, I guess, annually. All right. Each team would have three opponents they play annually. As for the rest of the conference, the other 10 opponents, it'd either be every other year or 2 years on and 2 years off. I don't know. You like that? That doesn't cause you any concerns about the potential for inequity?
We've seen that right now. We talked about how many Nebraska finally gets a break in their schedule this year, right?
Yes.
After a couple of years of
but
hell.
You could have a team with three pretty difficult opponents annually against a team that doesn't really have three difficult opponents annually. You know? Or two. Or a team that just has two.
Who do you think in this instance Ohio State would be playing? Michigan for sure.
Yeah, would have
Michigan
to be
State
Michigan.
Probably. And Penn State, right? The whole through.
Wow.
See, they
what
get
Ohio
the
State
gauntlet.
Say? Yeah, what's Ohio State say? No, you couldn't give them Penn State. You got to give them Michigan and Michigan State. You can't give them Penn State. You give them Rutgers or Maryland at that point. Or maybe you give them someone from the other side, you know, the former other side.
Play Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Play
Wisconsin. No, how about just, yeah, play Purdue. Or play Illinois. Illinois-Ohio State's a rivalry. What do they call it?
Which one? Illa Bucket.
Yeah, you might put Illinois on that. Because Now think about what you said. You're giving Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, and Penn State? Come on. If you're Gene Smith,
they're saying bring it on, baby.
They're saying this is ridiculous. Yeah. Why do we get that?
You're trying to punish us for being so dominant? Right. Is that what you
That's
want here?
That's exactly what I mean. Thank you for making my point. It's all about those. If you're going to do this, as an AD, you're Jake the AD, you have to sell to me that scheduling model is going to make sense.
Ryan, see, this is the point of the question. This is from Ryan, that very simple on the text line. Ryan says this at 464-5685. What is the goal of the Big Ten championship? Is it to have a competitive game or to for sure put a team in the playoff?
I guess it's to put a team in the playoff.
That's why in that instance it makes more sense for the top two teams to make it.
You're thinking about your financial health here. You want a team in the 4-team playoff or whatever this playoff is going to be. This is a hard discussion to have because we don't know where that playoff is going. This is a hard discussion to have because we haven't even touched on the possibility of going to 8 conference games versus the current 9.
Yep.
That's a tricky discussion too. These scheduled discussions are always tricky. If you go to 8, you know, for a while we had this discussion about the alliance where the Big Ten would play teams from the Pac-12 or the ACC. That would be one of your non-conference games. In this case, one of your 4 non-conference games, because if you're going to this alliance, which I think that conversation's waned considerably.
I think it is too. I think it has.
But if you were going to do that, what does that look like on your schedule? If you're Nebraska, I say this all the time, if you're Nebraska, because you are still alluring to the TV networks, you are, Nebraska is, you're not going to get out of the ACC the dregs. You're not going to get, who's the dregs of the ACC right now?
I can't say Wake Forest, they're good now.
Yeah.
Duke's pretty bad.
Duke, you're not going to get Duke. You're not going to get Duke if you're Nebraska. You're going to get Clemson. You're going to get NC State. You're going to get somebody good because the network executives understand that Nebraska's still a draw. If you're playing in the Pac-12, you're not playing Washington State, Jake. It's Nebraska-USC. It's Nebraska-Washington. That's what you're getting. Nebraska-Utah. How about Nebraska-Utah?
Yeah, I like that game.
Yeah, Utah. How about Nebraska-Utah? That's what you're getting because those executives understand that Nebraska is still a draw despite its struggles.
I would say this. If the playoff does expand beyond 4 teams and gets to 6 or 8,
okay,
then you should keep it the way it is right now.
Then, okay, why?
Because there's no way that a Power 5 champion in the Big Ten is going to miss out on the playoff, no matter how big of a blowout it is against how good or bad the West team is.
So, Mr. Athletic Director, why are we having this discussion?
Because the playoff is not guaranteed to expand right now.
Why don't we just keep the divisions? We're getting a team in the playoff damn near every year. Okay? With the divisions the way they are, we're getting a team in the playoff, Jake, every year. Every year, right?
Pretty much every year.
Yeah. Pretty much every year. So come on, Mr. AD, please convince me, why are we ending these divisions? Are you just going to say because of the imbalance right now? Do you think the fans right now are clamoring for the end of divisions?
I don't think that they are.
I don't sense it at all. So what are we doing? I like the divisions.
I think it's the idea again. I would say this. I don't mind the divisions myself.
I like them.
For Nebraska, again, Nebraska should not want the divisions to go away. It gives them the best chance right now to get to a conference title game, staying in the West Division.
I think
no doubt about that, versus just playing in all, you know, be the top two team in a conference.
The Legends and Leaders were the thing out of the gate. That lasted about 2 years.
Two years,
then
yep.
It went
11
to East
and 12.
West. Yep. Yeah, then it went to East West. And I think you try to keep it the same way and build that. Build on it. There's a familiarity that's appealing to me. We know the divisions. We know what the schedule's generally going to look like. You know,
I'd say,
getting familiar with your divisional folks.
If I were to say a reason why the ADs might look at it, or even Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, is that you always want to find a way to be the best or be better. And if you are getting the same result year in, year out with this East versus West title game, is that the best version of you can be?
Hold on.
Of your conference you can be? I'm trying to put it out
Hold
there
on.
For
Why do you think it would change with no divisions? Don't you think it'd be Michigan, Ohio State at the top, Michigan, Penn
right,
State at the top?
But they're playing for a championship, though, against each other.
Okay.
That's why. Although, like we just said earlier, I would not want to see
Rematches.
The game 2.0.
Or Ohio State, Penn State 2.0, which might not be under with the schedule
yeah.
change.
You mentioned schedule inequity, right? That was the word?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, inequity.
I have not researched myself to confirm this, but this is from Jeff on the text line. He says, Iowa has not played at Ohio State since 2011. Nebraska's played at Ohio State in 2012, 2016, 2018, and 2020. How about that for schedule inequity?
That's ridiculous.
That is insane.
That's ridiculous.
Four times compared to they haven't played since Nebraska got here. Nebraska's first year is the last time that Iowa played at Ohio State, apparently. And since then, Nebraska's played there four times, Iowa zero.
Yeah, I think if you looked, I don't think Purdue's gone to Ann Arbor since 2011. Okay, that's a team in your division.
Nebraska will be there this year.
Well,
in Ann Arbor.
And they've gone there. They've been there twice. They've been there twice already.
Yes, they have.
Since they've been in the conference. Since 2011.
Yeah. One time and got blown out another time.
I'll double check that, but I don't think Purdue's been to Ann Arbor since 2011. Hello. I'll double check it. But that's called inequity.
On that note, as we like to do a little talk like this, Joe in Boulder says conspiracy talk. What do you guys come down on the conspiracy that the Big Ten has intentionally stacked Nebraska's schedule against them since joining the Big Ten? It seems that way.
It's hard not to think that's the case.
Well, we just pointed out that Iowa has not played at Ohio State since 2011. Nebraska's played there four times.
Okay.
Since.
Purdue, I was correct. Purdue, in your division, has not played in Ann Arbor since 2011.
Wow.
And the earliest it could play there is 2023. Nebraska, meanwhile, has played in Ann Arbor twice in that period and is headed there again. That's a team in your division, Purdue. God, that's amazing. Yeah. Do I think that there's – oh, I've thought that many times when I've seen Nebraska schedules. Oh, yeah, they're jacking Nebraska. That's what – you'd have a hard time convincing me otherwise. And I think there's various reasons for it. I think – Yeah, I'll just stop right there. But I think that's been the case. Sort of maybe it's like an initiation type thing. It could be that. You know, like, okay, here you come. Here you go. Here you come and here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you get. See how you do.
When does that end?
It almost seems like it's been an initiation process.
A 10-year initiation?
Well, 10 years... In the grand scheme, it's a pretty short
time. Are Maryland and Rutgers getting that initiation?
I'd have to look at their schedules.
They have played Ohio. I mean, they're in the same division as Ohio State.
Right.
That's enough.
That's probably enough. Yeah.
Initiation as you can get. They're playing those teams every year. That's tough. Before we get to break, hey, I want to give away two free passes, Sip, to Adventure Golf Center. 56th and Old Cheney. They have a new course coming in right now. They got two 18-hole courses there and the batting cages, but... As by the end of this month in May, they will have a brand new 18-hole course, same area. It's like real golf.
But it's indoors.
No, it's outdoors.
Oh, okay.
They have par threes, fours, and fives. I played one of the holes the other day. You're still putting. It's not like you're not taking a full swing, but these are long holes played like an actual par three, par four, or par five, but with your putter.
Okay.
Check it out.
Oh.
Yeah. Long
oh,
hole like
really?
With bunkers. With, like, water.
Really?
Yeah. And trees. What? It's going to be really cool. One of a kind. Nothing like this in Nebraska.
Oh, man.
And it's going to be coming up here by the end of the month. So if you want to win two free passes to Adventure Golf Center, caller 3 right now. Gus will take your call at 402-464-5685. We'll win two free passes to Adventure Golf Center.
That sounds like it might be a good place for a date to take – To take your sweetheart.
Yeah, I love playing out there. Mini golf
Mines
is a lot of fun.
Jacked.
They are
people
jacked because people
do
want
it.
Free stuff. Check out the new course coming up. I'll let you know the exact day that course is open, and we'll give way more passes throughout the weeks. More next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.